more than a feeling at this point. It's like a reality. But I've been feeling this for a long time. Hey, we got people lined up. Let's go to Mark from the SAC.
Hey, guys. Minor correction for Krug yesterday. It's Reek, not Rake, for who Ted Cruz is from Game of Thrones. And let's remember that Reek actually redeemed himself, you know, by helping Sansa escape. But and Ted Cruz has got even less than Reek's got.
What was his character name? It was like Theron Greyjoy.
Theon Lovejoy.
What was it?
Yeah, it was
Theron Lovejoy. Yeah.
Theon. But it's just disgusting that.
And he had been emasculated, much like Ted Cruz was yesterday on Tucker Carlson.
And it wasn't just the testicles that were removed. It was everything that was removed. I think that what it sounded like. That
awesome.
But it's just disgusting. All these men have offered their manhood up to Donald Trump, and you know that. And
isn't manhood. They've sacrificed their manhood to take a notch down,
yes,
along with the Donald Trump. But hey, no, excellent points. And thanks, Mark. I love the Game of Thrones, but I stopped watching it when that one dude was dancing around after he had that giant of the two brothers, and he had him dead to rights, right? And he just was playing around with him, and all of a sudden the guy just grabbed his head and crushed his skull right there, and I'm like, okay, that's enough of this. And really, I don't, you know, I might be encouraged to go out and try that somewhere else, so I'm not going to do that. And next up, we have Martina, my good friend. How are you today?
Oh, gosh, I'm fine. Well, it's a long story. Anyhow, you've known for some time that I think that we're in COVID-21. This COVID-19 was brought us from China. It was D.C., Washington, D.C., that gave us COVID-21. And we'll be in it for a long time.
Actually, Martina, I see these guys are saying, well, looks like we're going to be using this as an endemic and we're going to have to get shots every year, just like the flu, for the people that actually believe in protecting themselves.
I found out, though, what the anti-vaxxers are anti-vaxxing about. They maintain that there is a substance in the vaccine called graphene oxide that gets into your DNA and makes you a pawn on the great cosmic chessboard.
What's funny about that is they are the pawns, aren't they?
We are whether we want to be or not.
You're right. We're in it. But you know what, Martina? Thank you for calling, and I'm hoping you better days, because I saw your post on Facebook, and I know you're not feeling all that well physically. And I had to search to find your number from your message from a while back, so I'll be giving you a call, and we'll do something this week to try and make the world a little brighter. Maybe we can plan our attack. How much time we got before next break? Plenty of time for CJ? CJ? Are you there, man?
I'm here.
Joe Keller's brother, Jim, at the store the other day, and, you know, both masked up, and I was like, oh, man, Keller. And he looked at me. He didn't know who I was because my hair's rather long. So my time for hooking up with those guys is coming up real soon. They're in town, man. They're in Stoughton.
Well, that would be fun to see them, that's for sure. I wish the best to Martinez, too. You know, you made a mistake. President Trump, I don't think Biden is running against him. Maybe he is, because he still mentions him and honors him with that Christmas party he had on January 6th. That was pretty disgusting, comparing it to
To have to relive it, you know, after we all saw it, you know, live on TV. Yeah, it's hard.
Oh, yeah. We're going to honor that every year, aren't we?
No, it's not. It's not an honor. Just like, hey, you know, it's not an honor that December 7th happened. It's out of respect for the people that actually lost their lives because of an event like that. And I don't know how you feel about back in the blue, but that day was actually about whacking the blue. And I guess if you don't want to believe the testimony of the people that were there and were beaten by this ruthless, insurrectionist, treasonous crowd that Trump riled up, yeah, go ahead.
Not one has been charged with insurrection, but you raised the vaccine questions.
They're all white, man. We don't charge white people with insurrection, CJ. You know that. We save that for Black Lives Matter, where they don't attack police and don't kill people.
Hey, CJ, is it possible that they haven't charged any of the pawns with insurrection? Because the people that came at the insistence of the former president, your guy Trump. They followed the tweet. Well, so many of them have testified we came at the behest of our president, but that doesn't mean they came with any violent intent. Let's assume they all came and it got out of hand. Well, okay.
Well,
but what about
what?
The procedural coup being planned by Navarro, CJ?
Well, CJ, you know, there is
an investigation. Can I respond?
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah,
run yourself in a deeper hole.
There is an investigation going on, and I think it should be going on. And, yeah, if there was something like that, I hope that whoever is involved in that.
You didn't see any of the film that day? You didn't see any of the film or nothing, huh?
But sure I did. But here's the thing. This is all a distraction from Biden and Harris's performance. And you know that.
Be more specific. What
know that.
Be more specific. What performance are you talking about that they've lacked in that Trump did so well at?
The political theater where Kamala comes out. You never see her, but she comes out and compares it to Pearl Harbor and September 11th. That was disgusting, first off.
Yeah, not like the political theater of like shutting down an entire street because there was a peaceful protest and gassing them up and coming over with the Bible. Not like that political theater, right? And using generals to do it. I don't understand.
You just want to deflect, Mike. This isn't about him anymore.
What? It sure as hell is. It sure is. It's Trump's party, dude. Okay, listen. Let me explain something to you, CJ. You're still voting Republican. Trump owns your ass right now. You don't want to admit that. I get it. There's an insurrection coming within the Republican Party that wants to take his ass down. And the only reason why we have to keep talking about him, CJ, is because he hasn't stopped, right? He's still out there using your money and any other Republican that sends their money in to the RNC so that they can defend all his criminal behavior, man. He doesn't pay for anything. He's a total loser. Is it like, I don't understand. Is it like you want to identify with a guy like that? The guy that sexually assaulted people and none of that stuff matters, right? Because, you know, personal responsibility is some of the things you always like throw down on the people. You like to punch down on people, dude. I'm punching up on the people that are making you believe you're right, because you're not, dude. You're wrong.
Michael, this ongoing investigation, and let's give CJ credit for at least acknowledging there's an ongoing investigation.
Right, and it's being impeded by Trump and everybody else in the Republican Party,
because
right?
Because he's criminally complicit. If I was criminally complicit, I'd be impeding the investigation,
absolutely,
too.
Absolutely.
But at the end of the day, when the January 6th committee, including Liz Cheney, our favorite Republican this week, when she refers Donald Trump for charges and the charge is insurrection or inspiring the insurrection, because it's not the pawns that get charged with insurrection. It's the guy that planned it.
Right.
And that's Donald Trump.
Yeah, just like
opinion.
Saddam Hussein, right? Or any of these other guys that we go and, you know, murder, but we make sure that we bomb innocent people at the same time. But I don't understand why people think this isn't about Trump. I mean, you got everybody in the party is like,
well,
till
he's held accountable, how do we move beyond Trump?
Well,
and Trump hasn't moved on. He's right there claiming he's running for president again.
Look, we got a weak-ass attorney general. I don't care what anybody says, okay, that they're waiting and they're doing, and it's been a year. You know, anything anybody else has done, I mean, the people that were there at the Capitol, they're doing time, right? They're still being prosecuted. And that's rightful that, you know, it's totally just that some of those people are going to do time. Some of them should get a lot more time than they did. They, you know, basically were beating police to death. Okay. There's no excuse for that. CJ, I've been to a lot of rallies and a lot of, you know, Black Lives Matter and, you know, fight for 15 and stuff. We don't do that kind of stuff. It's funny to listen to Republican voters say, oh, those weren't Republicans there. You can't even get past that part. I don't know if you can, but I'm watching the rest of the country, and it's kind of lagging if you're a Republican. So, hey, I see we got Paul online. Paul, when we come back from break, we'll take your call. I forgot. You made something come up in my mind, you know, Crudy, and it's like I can't remember what it was, but I do know that the armed services in this country are now playing, you know, coup wars, getting ready for this insurrection that never happened, CJ, that's still going on because Trump is still the main force in your party. They're right-wing terrorists. They are. They're terrorists, man, on the whole world.